Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of St. Bartholomew, Apostle, and from Italy we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled The X Factor.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Just about everybody has the occasional irrational prejudice. We find excuses for them, but excuses is what they are. Just for instance, I'm from the west of Scotland, so if you ask me which I prefer, Glasgow or Edinburgh, the two major cities, without even stopping to think, I will say Glasgow, which is less than 50 miles from Edinburgh. So you might think there can't be that much difference. And yet, automatically, that's the crucial word, automatically, I don't say Edinburgh. And Nathanael seems to be a bit like that where Nazareth is concerned. There are some Bible commentaries that say Nazareth wasn't much of a place. It was perhaps even a slightly veiled insult to call Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth. But even so, Nathanael's rejection, sweeping rejection of Philip's news, is clearly more instinctive than reasoned. And what I love here is that Jesus responds in kind. He suggests that there are preconceptions about Israel, because he's referring obliquely to Jacob, who was known as Israel, who deceived his father into blessing him in place of his brother Esau. So Jesus says, here's somebody from Israel without deceit. These references to local tradition, to local stories, must have made far more impact on the early readers of the Gospel than they do on us, because they would have recognised the references. We have to look them up on the internet or in our study Bibles. And then, what about the fig tree? What is behind Jesus' mention of the fig tree? Some commentators say that fig tree symbolised wisdom. Some say prosperity, some discernment, some fidelity to the covenant with God. If Jesus had one of those in mind, we just don't know. But whatever, it had the most extraordinary effect on Nathanael, who immediately recognised Jesus as the Son of God. And so that mildly comic story suddenly becomes a wonderful moment of recognition. And that clearly wasn't just because of the mention of the fig tree, whatever it may symbolize or not symbolize. Maybe it doesn't symbolize anything. It's such a straightforward account up to that point that, for me at least, it's hard to believe the fig tree was anything but, well, a fig tree. But there was something about Jesus that just woke Nathanael up, something that swept away his reservations about people from Nazareth. In show business terms, Jesus clearly had the X factor. Maybe we don't always notice it, but it's there. It's in people we meet whose holiness makes an impact on us. It's in the saints that we draw inspiration from. And most of all, it's in the consecrated host that the celebrant raises, saying, "Behold the Lamb of God," because that is who is in front of us.